Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org.
And now, as if things weren't scary enough, how about a dangerous idea?
I'm Rob Brotherton. I'm an academic psychologist and author of Suspicious Minds, Why We Believe Conspiracy Theories. My dangerous idea is prudent paranoia. So I was viewing an apartment a couple of years ago, and I got talking with the real estate agent, and when I mentioned that I'm a psychologist and I studied conspiracy theories, his face kind of lit up, and he said, "I'll tell you why people believe conspiracy theories. They're paranoid." So this is something I hear quite often from different people. Paranoia is one of these psychological terms that's made its way into mainstream wisdom, but it's become almost like a dirty word, and it's often thrown around to dismiss conspiracy theories and the people who believe them. There's an element of truth here. When researchers look at belief in conspiracy theories and paranoia, we do find that the more somebody believes conspiracy theories, the more likely they are to be a little bit more paranoid. But my dangerous idea is that paranoia isn't always pathological. Sometimes it's prudent. So the term prudent paranoia, it was coined by a psychologist called Roderick Kramer at Stanford University. And in his research, he found that people in relatively vulnerable positions tend to be a little bit more suspicious of the people around them. And in fact, he's found that prudent paranoia is rampant in the business world, presumably because in business negotiations, people often do have hidden motives. When we scale this idea up to the realm of global politics, I think it's not that surprising that you'll find that people come up with conspiracy theories. We know that politicians and other people in positions of power do sometimes have vested interests. They don't always tell us everything that they're up to. And, you know, you have to look no further than the Watergate affair. There's been the Tuskegee study, in which hundreds of impoverished African-American farmers were enrolled in the study of syphilis without being told that it was a study of syphilis, and the cure was withheld for some of them for many years. So with this idea of prudent paranoia in mind, I think it's not surprising that research shows, for example, African-Americans who know about the Tuskegee study are more likely to believe conspiracy theories like AIDS was created by the government and the crack epidemic was controlled by the government to harm African-American people. Of course, this is not to say that conspiracy theories necessarily have any truth to them. It's a more nuanced idea than that. Just because you're paranoid doesn't necessarily mean they're out to get you, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're not either. So just because we can't trust some people some of the time doesn't mean that we shouldn't trust anyone ever. The point is that writing every conspiracy theory off as paranoid is just as misguided as uncritically accepting every allegation of conspiracy.